All right, let me throw the injuries at you here. Jason Babin will not practice today. Continues to get better. He's not quite there yet. Riley Cooper will not practice today. Mike Kafka will not practice today. Casey Matthews will not practice today. Tom Nelson does have a high ankle sprain. He will not practice. And Mike Vick has bruised ribs. He will not practice. Still pretty sore. So most likely he won't practice and most likely he won't play, but we'll take it day by day. Everybody else will be out there and ready to go. The way we're treating today is like combination day, as if we were playing a Thursday night game. It's about that same schedule if you were playing Sunday and Thursday like we will during the season. That's the way we're approaching today. This will be our major work day. We'll hit red zone, goal line, short yards, nickel, base. We'll put it all in today and do it along with 2 minutes. So, and then tomorrow will be our mock game and travel day. The ones will have an opportunity to play a quarter or so, and I'll just monitor it as it goes. But right now they're scheduled for a quarter, and we'll see how that works out. And then Nick Foles, with Michael not going, Nick Foles would be the starting quarterback, and then Trent would be his backup. And we'll just see about Nick. He might take a half, he might take less, but we'll just see how that goes, and then we'll give Trent an opportunity to get some work in there too. And then that's the way the rest of the fellows on offense and defense will follow the same suit. Think of the starters in his quarter and the rest of the guys finishing up the game. Time's yours.
Andy, is there any question about Mike's availability for the opener at this point with the time?
No. You know, really, I mean, in season, you'd probably have him in there for the game. As I'm standing here today, unless I'm drastically changed, I'm not gonna play him.
About how little he's played in the preseason. He'll go into the opener having thrown for 11 yards in the entire preseason and never got into a rhythm.
Yeah, well, the thing you got to bank on is just the experience. I mean, that's what you have to look at.
Different in the rib area going forward.
Say the beginning of that again.
The flak jacket, you spoke about that the other night. Is he going to wear more protection or anything?
Well, you know what? This is what he got done. They've gotten the Kevlar flak jackets, and they don't look like much, but you know they're pretty sturdy. I mean, he took a good hit. You know, that's what happened. So, he had a flak jacket on. They're hard to see, but they're the most protective thing out there right now. So,
you know, it actually could have protected him from further harm. You know. Having a greater injury.
Yeah, listen, that was a pretty good shot he took. You know, it was in a soft spot and a good shot he took. So,
is there any concern from the medical side that because he's taken a few of these hits, he's had some broken ribs now, that he's a little bit more predisposed to, you know, if he gets a big hit there, it's going to be.
Yeah, you know, the ones come when he's exposed, throwing the ball. I mean, that's a common denominator there. So. He's no more susceptible to him than any quarterback that is in the throwing position when he gets hit. And we did three things. One, we did the X-ray, the MRI, and the CT scan, and there's no disruption in there as far as fractures, cracks, whatever.
Andy, your initial reaction was that it wasn't a play where he unnecessarily opened himself up to a hit. Going back and looking at the tape, do you still feel that way?
Well, listen, he was scrambling. He was trying to make somebody miss, wheeled back around. He was at about 15 yards and had an available receiver down the field try to make the play. So to tell him he can't make that throw, I mean, you're not going to tell him that. I mean, you just want everybody to do their job so that doesn't happen right there. And it was when he spun around that he got caught with it.
What does he have to do to get through a season healthy? Can he do that? And how far is he from being at that point?
Well, listen, he's got to play. There's a fine line here because he has to play the game. That's what he has to continue to play the game. It's a violent sport where you're going to get injuries. And if you're out there worried about that part of it, then you're not going to perform to the best of your ability. And then you've got to catch a break here or there. Right? No pun intended. I mean, you've got to catch a break in the positive way where you where you're not absorbing the big hits.
So much been made of him. You know, everyone talks about how he's changed, how he scrambles and slides, etc. The last five injuries that he's had have been in the pocket.
Well, yeah, I mean, from that standpoint, yeah. But he did, I will give him credit that he did a nice job sliding in this game, which was a plus. At first slide, yeah. So, listen, it's a good start. But I'm not that worried about it. It's hard to play this game and coach this game if you go in thinking that way. You got to go in and you got to play the game at the quarterback position. You're in a position where you're going to take some hits and you're hopeful that you bounce up from them and you're able to continue to go. So this won't be the last hit that he takes this season. I mean, that's just not how this thing works. So.
Are you concerned that Michael, though, because so much emphasis has been placed on his protecting himself and not getting contact, that he's kind of gotten away from the Michael Vick that maybe we've known before as far as being fearless? It's doing a lot of stuff instinctively that Michael has always done before.
Well, that was a pretty instinctive play. I mean, it's a catch-22 because you're asking me on one side, should he have gotten rid of the ball, and was he being Michael Vick? Well, he was being Michael Vick, and he was moving around and doing the things that made him very successful. So I don't see any hesitation or fear. I don't see any of that. Yeah. Came to work with the first unit. They're still very close. Try to give them equal opportunity. It's competition, but King will be with the first group. Yeah.
You're saying that you're fairly comfortable with Michael's experience if he doesn't have any more preseason play. What about him? Is he kind of itching to get out there? Is he arguing with you?
Well, let me reword that. It's a situation where that you're presented. Would I like him to have some more reps? Would he like more reps? Yeah, sure. Both of us would like him to have more reps, but you bank on his maturity and experience to get him through a situation like this. So that's what we'll do.
Sample size, but I mean, are you concerned by the? Would he take 11 snaps in the two games or 12? What's your concern level? I mean, he never, we didn't see the Michael Vick we're used to at all. I know you were vanilla in the first game, but I mean, are you concerned with the way he played?
Listen, I'm really not. I wish I would have had more. He wished he would have had more. So, but I'm not. We go in and you play. I mean, that's what you're dealt, and he's dealt, and you go play. And I think he'll be fine as we go through this thing.
So he's healthy going into next week's game with New York.
Yeah, listen, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. Right now, I'm leaning away from that, but I mean, I don't want you to sit here and, if I did decide to go that way, then I would go that way. But right now, I'm leaning away from that.
How's the
RC
shoulder?
He'll practice today. Feels pretty good. Yeah. So.
Not to belabor your business on the sideline the other night, but are you convinced that the defense is where it needs to be in terms of focus and discipline?
Yeah, listen, I saw a lot of good things. I thought our coverage was better than what it was the week before. I thought it was better than what I saw last year, which was a positive. Obviously we came out the first series and got after him pretty good, and then came back and we had a couple penalties in there that extended the drive, the interception included, and the pass interference part. So, but I've seen some improvement. Do we need to continue to get better? Yeah. Do we need to eliminate some of the penalties? Yeah, we need to eliminate those. It's too much. Now, the one thing I'll tell you about the penalties, they were effort penalties. I mean, they were going all out, but there's a time when you got to put the brakes on a little bit and pull back, and we understand that. We can learn from that part.
And you said at the end of the press conference after the game that you had been that fired up before in the sidelines before. Maybe we had missed it before. But I think what people saw was that they'd never seen a player respond back to you that way. Is that something that's abnormal for a player to do that to you? And then,
well, listen, I knew. Yeah, well, listen, I told you this. I made sure I mentioned that he was fired up before I got there. So he was very upset before I ever got to that point, and I knew that. But that's okay. That's okay. That's all part of this game. And so I put a lot of responsibility on my offensive and defensive line. And at that particular moment, I didn't really feel like either one of that group were playing like they play. And so I like a little fire. And that's okay. That's all right. It means something to him. And he's one of the leaders of that group. And so, you know, I get it. I understand.
Would you rather see Juan step in a moment like that?
Juan was talking with the linebacker. So, you know, and no, I wouldn't. You know, there's a time and a place where, and I've done this in the past with all the coordinators, there's a time and a place where, you know, that's my responsibility to do some things there. So.
Does Nick Foles have full facility with the playbook? And are you tempted to kind of open it up just to see what else he can do?
Yeah, well, the one thing we did was we gave him that opportunity this game. We didn't cut anything back. He had the full load of plays there. And it was a good experience for him from this standpoint that he's been a starter at the college level, a very successful starter. And then to learn to be a relief pitcher, that's a learned experience there that you have. And so to get him that experience where you're not taking any reps, he didn't take one rep with the ones, and really zero reps against the New England Patriots. We gave the ones all those reps. So, but that'll be very similar to what he faces during the season in a backup position. So you get called on, you got to be ready to step in and fire and drive the team down the field, make plays and do the things that he did a pretty good job of the other night.
How far is Kafka at this point?
Say that again.
Is Mike Kafka at this point from playing?
There's a chance he's ready for the Jets. We'll see. Right now, you know, I've mentioned this to you before. The bone was clicking in there initially when he broke it. Yeah, I mean, he could feel it clicking, and now it's gotten sticky, as the doctors term it, and to where it's, you can tell that it's healing, and he's had it checked, and it is healing. We'll see. There's a chance.
I mean, you mentioned Nick Foles as a relief pitcher, but how do you expect him to handle knowing going into this Friday that he'll most likely be the starter?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how he does. You know, it's a good experience for him. He's a young guy, and so every rep he gets, I think, is a positive rep for him. But he'll get the prep time now and the short prep time he'll get. So, but we'll see how it works for him.
When you watch the film, how impressed were you by the timing and the accuracy and just willingness to get rid of the ball quickly and fire into those small windows?
Well, he did a good job. He trusted the people around him, which for a young guy, that's a real positive thing. He trusted the play, and then he trusted the player running the play. And he probably said it best. He gave the playmakers around him an opportunity to make plays. The whole line did a nice job for protecting him, and he got the ball out on time. So those were pluses.
How hard will it be for Mike Kafka, if he doesn't play the rest of the preseason, to go into Cleveland for the opener as number two? Or I mean, do you see that happening, or is Nick kind of the leader for that now?
Yeah, listen, I think time will tell here the next couple of weeks. I don't want to make any.
But if he doesn't play, would you consider still having him number two going into the opener?
Yeah, we'll see. I've got to see how these other players, how they perform. So I want to give those guys an opportunity to perform. And then if he's able to come back and if Mike's able to come back and get some work in that third game, Kafka, that is, then fourth game, yes. The fourth game, the Jets game. So we'll see how he does there.
Explain Todd Bowles' role when it comes to getting ready for game plan and those type of deals.
Yeah, well, Todd obviously works with the secondary. And like the other assistant coaches, they have great communication in the room, you know, and they talk and work things out in there and then put the game plan together and then they go.
And how does the fact that you're facing Cleveland in the opener change anything, if at all, going to this preseason game?
Well, you know, I mentioned this when we played New England. They were getting, I think this answers what you're saying. Played the guys an extended amount in the New England game, really because we've got this as our first game. We've got the Browns as our first game. So, you know, we'll give the guys a short period here to play. Give them an opportunity to practice and prepare themselves for a game that's similar to what we're going to prepare for during the season with our Thursday night game. So, but yeah, I would tell you that playing the Browns had something to do with that.
Yeah. You mentioned the competition at the nickel cornerback position. You know, Hanson said it would be hard to for Boykin to kind of leap over him. Would you be comfortable, let's say Boykin does outperform, would you be comfortable having a rookie returner and the start at the nickel spot?
I think you play the best guy is what you do. So you make it as simple as you possibly can in your evaluation of that and say whoever is playing the best will play in that position. And that's a close competition there. I mean, those guys are going after it. And I thought both of them actually did some good things in the game. And, so we'll leave that as an open competition.
How is that competition now compared to where it was at the beginning of camp when they were stealing you from it?
Well, listen, the obvious is that Boykin's learning and getting better every day. So that gap's narrowed, yeah.
Are you comfortable Babin will be fine for the opener, or how's his progress?
I think he'll be ready for the opener. Yeah, he's doing okay.
When you evaluate a rookie quarterback like Foles in preseason, you kind of need to temper your enthusiasm a little because of the things he's not seeing now that teams are going to throw at a guy starting week one if he gets a chance to play.
Well, I'd tell you yes. I mean, everything's so vanilla right now. From an offense and defensive standpoint, so they're not going to. People aren't going to blitz you like they do. At least exotic blitzes you're not going to get during the preseason. And then you understand that every rep's an important rep for a rookie quarterback, just to see it, to make sure that you manage it the right way and manage the game the right way. So every snap he gets is an important one. And he's not seeing what he's going to see necessarily. None of the rookies are what they're going to see in the regular season.
How much does it help him that he'll get a chance to play with the ones against the ones in this game, or is that offset by the fact that he's not going to be seeing the same things?
Say that again.
How much does it help him developing as a young quarterback to play with the first team against a first team, or is that going to be offset by the fact?
This will be really his first opportunity to do that. And not only it's really the first team that he'll play that's running their first team defense against him. So I think that that'll be a good test for him. It's even a little faster than what he saw this past week. And again, they're playing us in the first game, so they're not going to show everything they have, but at least you'll get that speed there.
And you were able to get Marsh a few looks in the first team nickel. How do you?
You know, I thought Marsh did a good job. He had a couple of breakups there, and I thought he did a nice job.
Philip Hunt, the development of Philip Hunt from last year.
Philip Hunt's a good football player. He's playing well. You can see, again, he's very familiar with what Wash is asking him to do, and he does it 110 miles an hour. Good football player. Kendrick's got better than he was the week before. And with the rookies, that's what you're looking for. There are a couple things he needs to work on, and he'll keep doing that, but he made some improvement there. And then the mistakes, and you look at this from a coaching standpoint, the mistakes that he made in the game, they repeated a couple of those plays, and he came back and made the plays. Screen game, a couple of the draws. He came back and he made plays on those, and that there was a trap play in there. Did a nice job with that. So he made improvement as the game went on. And from a coaching standpoint, that's very important.
The offensive line is four-fifths the same from last year. What is it that they're working through now?
Well, you saw them settle down during the game. I thought we started off that first series just average, and protection in particular. So they settled down as it went on and able to do a little better job.
Okay.